الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله Start your day with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All praises is due to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, our sustainer, provider, cherisher and nourisher, the master of the day of judgment, the owner, initiator and creator of everything that exists. Abundance of peace, blessings and choicest salutations be upon the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who is resting beneath the illuminous dome in Madinatul Munawwara. May peace and blessings be upon his illustrious family and noble companions, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. Tu shami'i risalat hai, alam tera parwana, tu maahe nabuwat hai, ae jalwae janana. Peete hai tere dar ka, khate hai tere dar ka, paani hai tera paani, dana hai tera dana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, welcome back to another episode of this beautiful series called The Early Echo. We say marhaba and ahlan wa sahlan bikum to all the viewers and listeners of Madani channel. For those who are watching this program via the social media or via the satellite from wherever you are, we welcome you to this program. It's a pleasure being here once again, hosting this program, The Early Echo. Let us, inshallah, azza wa jal, listen to the virtues and blessings of reciting Durood-e-Pak as we do so every single day. There is a segment, a portion of this program which is dedicated to only listening to the virtues and blessings of reciting Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we listen to the ahadith of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this relation. Here I present to you another beautiful hadith of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ طَهَارَةٌ وَغُسْلٌ وَطَهَارَةُ قُلُوبِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ مِنَ الصَّدْءِ As-salatu alayya. Allahu Akbar. The Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has advised us and said to us, لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ طَهَارَةٌ وَغُسْلٌ, that everything requires cleanliness. Everything in our bodies, everything requires purity and cleanliness. And for the cleanliness of our hearts, he says, for the believers, it is for them to recite durood upon him. It is for them to recite salat ala Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. In Al-Qawl al-Badi', it has been mentioned that yes, the purification, tazkiyatul qulub, the tazkiyah of the heart is to recite durood-i-pak. It is to recite salat ala Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. So if we form the habit of reciting Durood-e-Pak daily, dear viewers and listeners of the channel, the barakah and the blessings of this is that our hearts will be cleansed from the filth and dirt of this dunya, inshallah azza wa jal. So chale inshallah, let us receive the chamak and the shine from the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because it is our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who is the distributor of the shine. He is the distributor of this glow. Therefore, Allah Hazrat says, Chamak tujhse paate hai sab paane wale, mera dil bhi chamka de, chamkane wale. Chale inshallah, yahi kalam sunte hai. Let us listen to the very same Naati Rasool sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and enjoy this Naati Rasool sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after which we will return with our program. It is my earnest appeal to you to kindly stay locked to Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Balaghal ulabi kamalihi شفت جا بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله صلوا عليه وآله چمک تجھ سے پاتے ہیں سب پانے والے چمک تجھ سے پاتے ہیں سب پانے والے میرا دل بھی چونکا دے چمکانے والے میرا دل بھی چونکا دے چمکانے والے برستا نہیں برسانے والے بدوں پر بھی برسانے برسانے والے مدینے کے جان ہے تو جہاں ہے تو زندہ ہے واللہ تو زندہ ہے واللہ میرے چشمے آلوں سے چھپ جانے والے میرے چشمے آلوں سے چھپ جانے والے میں مجرم ہوا مجھے ساتھ لے لو میں مجرم ہوا مجھے ساتھ لے لو میں مجرم ہوا مجھے ساتھ لے رستے میں ہے جا بجا جانے والے رستے میں ہے جا بجا جانے والے حرم کی زمین اور قدم رکھ کے چلنا چلنا ارے سر کا موقع ہے او جانے والے ارے سر کا موقع ہے او جانے والے اور رہے گا یوں ہی ان کا چرچا رہے سے پاتے ہیں سب پانے والے میرا دل بھی چمکا دے چمکانے والے
کیا بات ہے مدینے کی. سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ. تو زندہ ہے واللہ تو زندہ ہے واللہ میرے چشم عالم سے چھپ جانے والے برستا نہیں دیکھ کر ابر رحمت بدوں پہ بھی برسا دے برسانے والے. سبحان اللہ. واٹ اے بیوٹیفل نعت رسول صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم کمپوز بائی اعلیٰ حضرت رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ ورلڈ رنون اینڈ ریسائٹڈ نعت رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. بچہ بچہ بھی پڑھتا ہے. اینڈ مے اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی allow our hearts to radiate the noor and the light of Madinatul Munawwara. May the radiance of Madinatul Munawwara reflect through the mirrors of our chest and our hearts. Subhanallah. This chamak and damak, mahak, all of this is found or given through the blessings of Rasul Pak sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The awliya Allahs who are shining to date over 800 years, 900 years, they receive this chamak and light from the light of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And therefore we also beg humbly in the court of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to also receive some light from the light of Mustafa. Jaan-e rahmat sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. However, dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel, subhanallah, as our topic for today is actually based on a hadith of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the father is the middle door to paradise. In Tirmizi Sharif, there is a hadith which I will narrate to you inshallah azawajal as we go along in the program. However, in a book called Allah Walo Ki Baatein, it's a very good a book based on the stories and experiences of awliya Allah's, the pious predecessors. A very beautiful parable which some of the scholars have mentioned, and I would love to share this with the viewers and listeners of Madini channel, subhanallah, about a very obedient son. It has been mentioned that there were four brothers, char bete the, and they had a father who was very old. Baap bimar ho jata hai, he becomes sick. And when this happened, then one of the sons said to the other three brothers, ke aisa karte hain ki you all take care of Abba. Abba ka khayal tum log rakh lo. And if you will do so, then don't take anything as inheritance. Or otherwise, allow me to take care of Abba, and I myself will not take anything from the inheritance. So the brothers got together, they made mashwara. The other three said, fine, why don't you take care of Abba in his old age? You take care of the father, whilst we will enjoy the inheritance rather. So this brother was a very sensible person. Hoshyar tha, usne kaha, theek hai, koi baat nahi. Nonetheless, he taken custody of his father, apne Abba ka ab khayal rakhne laga. And on the other hand, the other three brothers enjoyed life and they taken inheritance from the father. And this father passed away, of course. After passing away, they distributed his inheritance. After he passed away, one day, the young man who has taken care of his father had a dream in which he sees someone tells him, go to so-and-so place, you will find 100 dinars. In his dream, he asked that is there any blessings in those 100 dinars? It was said to him, no, there is no blessings in it. As he got up in the morning, he shared this dream with his wife. And his wife said to him, wow, 100 dinars? Why don't you go and fetch them? Perhaps if we would do that, then we would be able to get our clothes stitched. We would, you know, have a chance to go and buy stuff for the home. We don't have enough things in the home. He said to his wife, no, I'm not going to do that. There is no blessings. There is no barakah in that 100 dinar. In my dream, it was said to me, there's no barakah. Nonetheless, the next night when he slept, he had another dream in which it was said to him, go to so-and-so place and you will find 10 dinars. In his dream, he asked, does those 10 dinars have barakah and blessings within it? It was said to him, no, there is no blessings in it. And then he decided not to go and fetch it and find the 10 dinars. The third time he slept, he seen a dream. It was said to him that go to so-and-so place and you will find 1 dinar. And then he asked, does that 1 dinar have any blessings in it? It was said to him, yes. As he got up in the morning excited, this young man changes, gets ready. He goes to that place and he finds that 1 dinar. On his way back home, whilst holding the coin in his hand, he decides to basically go to the marketplace. And when he goes to the marketplace to buy something for the home, he sees a person selling fish. And he asked for the price and he said, well, it's 1 dinar for 1 dinar for 1 fish. So he said, no problem, I only have a dirham. So rather, I buy this fish from this person. And he bought the fish. After purchasing the fish, he goes home and he tells his wife to fry this fish, you know, cook it for some meal. The moment she cuts open the belly of the fish, and then comes out 2 sterling pearls. Subhanallah. 2 glittering and shining pearls were found in the belly of the fish. This person was shocked. On the other hand, the king of that area was in search for a pearl of that nature. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, look at the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the different ways of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in terms of how He blesses when He wants to bless someone. Subhanallah. This person was in search, or the king rather sent his people in the marketplace to go and look for a particular pearl which was extraordinary, and they would not be found just like that in the marketplace. So these people finally reached this man, because this man then began to sell those pearls. He was looking for buyers, and when he met the people of the king, he sold one of those pearls for 30 mules to be loaded with gold. Allahu Akbar. In exchange for that one pearl. And the king has all the money. He paid that amount. And when the pearl was given to the king said, well, this pearl is not to be by itself. It's not supposed to be a single pearl. There is another pearl that comes with it. Otherwise, there's no use having one pearl. Go and find another one like this. And those people then went back to the seller and said to him what the king wants. And he said, well, if I will sell the other one, it's not going to be the same price. And they were ready to pay double the price. In other words, Allah walo ki baatein, this book, it has been mentioned that they paid him 60 mules loaded with gold in exchange for the one pearl that was left. Dear viewers and listeners of the channel, the scholars have mentioned, this is when you place your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How Allah Azza wa Jal removes your poverty, removes your problems. There are many people out there who have their stories, their own stories. Shayad aapke paas bhi aise waqiat honge ki bhai mere paas kuch nahi tha. Achanak se something happened. I got money, or I got wealth, I got a job, I got business, or my certain deal just clicked and things worked out for me. Aur mujhe yaqeen hi nahi hua ki mere saath aisa hua. Alhamdulillah, this story you may have with you, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Ahzab, He says, وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ وَكِيلًا. And rely upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is sufficient as a disposer of matters. تَوَكُّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. Trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah azza wa jal is sufficient. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will resolve your matters for you. Have you only placed your trust in Him? Yes, of course, after tying your camel. Most of you look at thinking, yes, you got to tie your camel. And this is what the summary of the hadith is as well. You put your lock on the gate and then you place your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You go and you make efforts to earn a livelihood. And then you place your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Koi bete bete agar trusty karna shuru kar de, tawakkul to hai lekin hum koi mehnat na kare. Then what is the use, dear viewers, unless it's a Madani channel? So here some effort is needed in anything that we do in order to make a livelihood in this dunya. Nonetheless, regarding this verse, وَتَوَكَّلَ عَلَى اللَّهِ وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ وَكِيلًا. Allahu Akbar. It is stated in Siratul Jinan, one who trusts Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his worldly and hereafter matters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient for him in your dunya as well as in your akhirah. In this dunya, you work hard and you work hard for the akhirah as well in terms of your ibadat, in terms of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, doing righteous work. And after doing all the good in your life, you place your trust in Allah azza wa jal that He will grant you the return of the good that you do through His infinite mercy. Then you will definitely reach and receive mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So nonetheless, dear viewers and listeners of the channel, if you speak about this man who placed his trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not greedy like the other three brothers who decided to enjoy their inheritance over their father, this man had selflessness. This man was a very sensible person, trustworthy person, and he knew that the blessings of both worlds is in pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He knew that the wealth of the dunya will come to an end, but this wealth is an everlasting wealth, and that is to receive the dua of your parents. Allahu Akbar. Aise aap bhi logo ko jante honge jinki kai bacche honge lekin bachcho unka khayal nahi rakh pate hain. Aisa hota hai. Yes, these are things which happen in every country in the world. There are children out there who choose the wealth over taking care of their parents. So here it matters a lot, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, that father is the honorable person by looking after whom a person deserves Jannat. When you look after your parents and you please them, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam will be happy with you, and they too will be pleased with you, subhanallah. So remember, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel and the social media, that a father does so many favors on his child that if the child gets more than one life, he would never ever be able to fulfill the rights of his father. The return of his father's favors. Ek hota hai favor, kisi ne aap par favor kiya, and the favor of the parents that they have brought us in this world, because wahi to zariya hote hai ki hum duniya mein aate hai, and they after they groomed you, taken care of your needs, you know, when you needed them the most. Imagine if a father leaves a child on the streets when he's 1 year or 2 years old. Bachcha kya karega? In such a situation, you definitely need the sahara and the help of your parents. Sometimes they are single parents. Ki maa hoti hai to baap nahi hai, baap hai to maa nahi hai. Lekin aise bhi more situations mein, you know, aapko palte hain, poste hain, bada karte hain. So these favors can never ever be fulfilled even if you live more than a lifetime. Agar do zindagi mili, teen zindagi mili, tab bhi ulama farmate hain ki ye bahut mushkil kaam hai. Why? Because their favors can never be returned for what they did as parents for us when we were infant children, when we were small. Allahu Akbar. Because maa baap jo hote hain, these are unmoral and priceless gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Totally unique and priceless gift from Allah Azza wa Jal. It is impossible to get freed from the rights of the parents. Ki hum apne zimmedariyon se farigh ho jaye, bilkul khali ho jaye, ki hamare upar koi responsibility na ho, ye bhi to impossible hai. One cannot do this. If you have any parent with you, it is your fardiyat. It is fard upon you. It is necessary upon you. It is compulsory upon you that you take care for your parents. And understand this from the spirit of Islam. Understand this from the ayat and from the verses of the glorious Quran Pak. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, before we recite the verse, main ye cha raha hu ki aap zara ek minute ke liye tawajjuh karein, sochein. Pay attention and focus for a moment. A father spends all his energy in earning money just in order to make his son what he wants to become. Hai hai hai. A father does everything He will remain hungry himself. He will not buy his favorite food or his favorite things to wear or to drive or to use for his own self. Bas mere bete ko mil jaye, mere bachcho ko mil jaye, meri beti ko mil jaye. Wo khush to main khush. Hai hai hai. A father, you know, he uses all his resources. He saves all his money for his entire life savings, and spends it lavishly on the weddings of his children. Ki mera bachcha yaad kare ki maine shaadi karwaya to dhoom dham se shaadi hui. Yes, there are parents out there who actually, you know, are working so hard just in order to fulfill the dreams of their aulaad ki mere bacche ko ye banna hai, doctor banna hai, hamare paas itne paise nahi hai, to din raat mehnat kar rahe hain, mazdooriyan kar rahe hain. They are doing hard laborious jobs out there. There are parents out there who are doing so much of things for their children, but in return, what the children go in return what the children do is that once they are married, then it's only my wife and I have got no place in my home for my parents. Where there is home or where there is place for the parents? In the old age homes. Yes. Unko boore khane mein, jahan pe ghar banaya jata hai, boore logo ki hifazat karne ke liye. English mein kehte hain, old age home. They are thrown in the old age homes. And when you go there, you will find young parents, even at the age of 45, meaning that's still young, 40, even younger than that and older than that, because they get stressed out. They got sicknesses such as pressure, sugar, many other physical sicknesses, and they are taken care of there. Lekin unke bacche logo ko ye taufeeq nahi hoti ki apne maa baap ko ja ke dekh le ek martaba. So we are speaking about father, that the father is the person who works so hard just in order to fulfill the dream of his aulaad, but in return, what the son does is that he expresses and causes harm and pain to the father. Here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran Pak has mentioned, and we all know this verse and remember this verse very well, especially for the youth out there who are watching this program right now. Focus and remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Rabb, our Creator, has commanded us in the Holy Quran Pak, after commanding us not to worship anyone other than Him, after speaking about His oneness and not creating partnership with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبْرَ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍّ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا وَاخْفِضْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. And your Lord has commanded that you do not worship anyone except Him, and treat parents with goodness. If one of them or if both of them have reached old age, أو كلاهما, what should you do in front of them when they reach old age? The Quran says, do not say even the word oof to them. When you get upset, when you get fed up, when you are tired, when you are exhausted, when you are irritated, gusse mein, khushi mein, jaise bhi karke, oof nahi kehna hai. Out of frustration. If you are unhappy about something, do not show this. Some ulamas have said in the commentary of the Holy Quran Pak as well, that even displaying expressions of disgust on your face, for you hota hai ki aadmi apne aankh ko phaad phaad karke dekhe, he opens his eyes wide to frighten his parents or to show his ingratitude or his anger. He blows his cheeks and nose or closes his fist and grinds his teeth to make them scared. This is also haram, just as saying uff to them. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So do not scold them and speak to them words of respect. Adab ke saath, muhabbat ke saath, pyar ke saath baat kare, kalam kare. And spread for them the arm of humbleness with a soft heart, the arm of mercy, the arm of affection, the wing of affection. Yes, we don't have a original wing. Yaha پنکھوں سے مراد یہ نہیں ہے دا آرم ڈز ناٹ مین یا ایکچوئل آرم ناؤ ٹو پٹ دا آرمز آف دا ونگز آن دا گراؤنڈ ایز دا ٹرانسلیشن از دیٹ میٹافوریکل میننگ از مینٹ ہیئر دیٹ یو مے لوور یور ونگز اینڈ یور آرمز آف رحمت اینڈ مرسی فار دیم شو یور ہمبلنس اینڈ گریٹیٹیوڈ ٹو دیم اللہ اکبر اینڈ دین یو شوڈ میک دس دعا فار دیم اللہ عز و جل از commanding us in the Holy Quran Pak that when you make dua for your mother and father, then make this dua, rabbi rahamhuma kama rabbayani saghira. Oh my Lord, have mercy on them both just as they brought me up in my childhood. جس طرح انہوں نے مجھے پالا پوسا بڑا کیا اسی طرح تو ان پر رحم فرما کرم فرما. This is what Allah Azza wa Jalla has commanded us in the Holy Quran Pak to do, because this favor is a favor that can never ever be returned back to them for what they have done for us when we were infants, when we were little children. So whenever we boast about the favors that we do to them, always focus and remember what they have done for us. Mufti Naimuddin Muradabadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has mentioned in the commentary of this verse of the Holy Quran Pak, when parents become weak, their body parts also become weak. Just as when you was an infant child, in their old age, they become like that. When you needed to hear one thing 10 times to understand, in their old age, they also need to hear one thing 10 times. Just as you could not walk when you was a little child, in their old age, they can also not walk and run. Just as when you were a little child, you used to make, mess yourself. Likewise, in their old age, unke saath bhi ho jata hai. In the old age, the bones, the organs, all of this starts to get weakened and weakened. آنکھیں کمزور ہو جاتی ہیں, کان سے زیادہ سن نہیں پاتے ہیں, اپنے اندر کی جو چیزیں ہیں باڈی آرگن سچ ایز دا ہارٹ اینڈ دا لنگز اینڈ دا لیور, آل دیز باڈی پارٹس اسٹارٹس ٹو گیو اپ اینڈ دین آٹومیٹکلی دے بیکم نیگی, دے بیکم اریٹیبل, دے وانٹ مور سکون, دے وانٹ مور پیس. لیکن سننے میں آتا ہے کچھ بچے ایسے, استغفر اللہ, دے آر سچ چلڈرن آؤٹ دے ہو ریگارڈ دس ایز اے ہیوج برڈن کی بس آئی کین ناٹ ڈو دس اینی مور, اینڈ دے لک فار ایوری ایکسکیوز اینڈ چانس ٹو گیٹ ریڈ آف دیئر پیرنٹس. This is such a rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which if you let go of, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, it shall be the greatest of regrets. Here I would present to you a few ahadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, mentioned in Tirmizi Sharif, in Muslim Sharif, and in many other books of ahadith, subhanallah. So the first hadith which I present to you in Tirmizi Sharif, volume number 3, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that father is the middle door to paradise. It is up to you whether you protect it or leave it. Up to you. Tumhari marzi. So protecting this door means to respect your father, because he is the door. He is the reason for you to enter paradise. You will enter through him. If you passed him, you will go to Jannat. And if you failed in your duties as a son, how would you pass this door, dear viewers and listeners of the channel? Tirmizi Sharif hadith. Furthermore, in another hadith, the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has mentioned in Sahih al-Muslim, a son cannot fulfill the rights of his father, even if the son finds his father a slave and frees him after buying him. To express the importance or how difficult it is to fulfill the rights of the parents. And the example given in this hadith is that the Holy Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that even if he goes and spends money, first he searches and then he finds a slave, he spends money and he frees him. That's not even going to fulfill the rights of the parents. That's how important are the rights of one's parents. So if we have violated the rights by hurting them, by not, respecting and loving them, Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers and listeners of the channel, what a great loss this is. In Tirmizi Sharif, once again, the Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal is in the pleasure of the father, and the displeasure of Allah Azza wa Jal is in the displeasure of the father. If your parents are happy with you, then automatically Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be pleased with you. And if they are unhappy with you, if they are not happy with you and their du'as and blessings are not with you, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala too will not be happy with you. So yes, there are two different situations. People who have sabr with their parents. Look, for the right reasons. If one's father is forcing one to go to the clubs, go to the discos, astaghfirullah, na'udhu billah, alayyadhu billah. If one's parents is commanding a person to do wrong, that's not included in this. I'm speaking about when a father tells a son to read namaz. Bachcha sabak padh le, ustad ke paas jao, madrasa jao, acha kaam karo. Uske badle mein bachcha phir galiyan dena shuru kar deta. You always toko me, you always correct me, you always rectify me. I can't take this anymore. Just let me do what I want to do. I'm 21 years old now. Is tarah ki baatein yahan is mulk mein, South Africa mein sunne ko milta hai. There are parents out there who explain this, that this is what they go through with their children. Apne beti ko matlab kabu mein rakhna mushkil ho gaya. Why? Because they do not listen to us anymore. They chat, they back chat, they would sway and fight back with us. We cannot defend anymore because they become vulgar. They listen to their friends, they listen to music, they become so rude. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. You know, this is such a great sin. So here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely be unhappy and displeased with such a person who does not revere and respect his parents. Your akhirat lays, the success of the hereafter is beneath their feet. That's why one hadith Rasulullah said, your mother and father, your parents are either your jannat or either your hell. They are your paradise. If you please them, Allah will be happy with you. And if you displease them, if you hurt them, if you fought with them, to the extent that they even left this dunya in the same condition, then they will be your hell. They will be the reason for you to enter into Jahannam. Astaghfirullah. So it is a maqam of us to reflect and contemplate. There are parents out there who are going through this every single day. They don't know what to do anymore. Sometimes children become so vulgar because of drugs. Sometimes they become like this because of certain abuses. You know, mentally, they are so disturbed. Sometimes they become like this because parents have too much of expectation from their children. Understand, ya aulad, ki humne inko kis tarah se badhana hai, inke saath kaun si Islamic taaleem deni hai, parvarish karni hai. You cannot expect this Islamic taaleem when your son is out of hand. Jab wo taaleem deni ki thi, when a parent supposed to give the taaleem, the education of Islam at that little age, lekin us waqt ye sooja hua tha ki hum isko doctor banayenge, engineer banayenge, bahut bada banayenge, bahut paisa kamayega mera beta. But when the money is stuck in the head of the child, to paisa abhi dekh raha hai, maa baap ko nahi dekh paata hai. Ab aise bacche se jab wo bada ho jata hai, phir ummeed karte hain ki koi Islamic taaleem hasil kar le beta. You know, learn from the Quran. Ab ye bachcha Quran kya padega? How would he learn at this age, understand the hukum and orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he really needed this Islamic education, he was deprived of it. So always give preference to Islamic ta'aleem over secular education. First, this is the foundation of the child. If you want your son and daughter to be Islamically inclined, if you want them to be on the righteous path, instill and embed this into their hearts and minds. The teachings of Islam, the orders of Allah Azza wa Jal and the Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and the maqsad and the mission of coming in this world. They need to have a vision. What is my vision as children? Hame bada ho ke chalo ye banna hai, wo banna hai, wo to paise kamane ke liye karna hai. Lekin as human beings, hame kyun banaya gaya? Hamara is dunya mein maqsad kya hai? How do you make Allah Azza wa Jal happy and how do you displease Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala? They should know this from a little age. Taki when they learn this inshallah Azza wa Jal, they would know that respecting their parents would lead them to paradise. Loving their parents, maa ke kadmo ki niche jannat hai. They would kiss that feet every single day because they know that isi kadmo ki niche meri jannat hai. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers and listeners of the channel, our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam in another hadith has mentioned, the one who finds his parents or any of them and does not treat them well, chahe ek ho ya do ho, and he does not treat them well, this person gets away from the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal and deserves the wrath of Allah. He deserves the wrath of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. He will be punished and tormented in both worlds, is dunya mein bhi aur akhirat mein bhi. Akhri hadith sunte hain. Rasool Akram Noor Mujassam Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned, none of you should verbally abuse his father at all. The companion Sahaba Ikram mentioned, ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, koi apne maa baap ke saath aisa kar sakta hai? Apne baap ko gaali de sakta hai ki apne maa ko gaali de sakta? Is it possible for this to happen? Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, yes, it is possible. When you will sway someone else's parent, when you will sway someone else's father or mother, then that person in return will spare your parents as well. تو تم کسی کے ماں باپ پر گالی نہ کرو, گالی نہ دو, انگلی نہ اٹھاؤ, then nobody will do the same to you. But when you start swearing someone else's parent, then they in return will swear your parent. It is as if you have sworn your own parents. It is as if you have abused your own parents. Allahu Akbar. So at all times we should be very careful as to what we see and how, you know, we treat our parents, inshallah azawajal. We have a beautiful Madani Gulasta, dear viewers. Let's see, inshallah azawajal, a father is like a tree. Subhanallah, ye kaisa darakht hai, kis tarah ka darakht hai. Chale inse Madani phool seekhte hain. And remember these Madani pearls which you learn, inshallah. We will return just after watching this Madani Gulasta. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
کہتے ہیں والد صاحب کو توجہ بھی نہیں دی جاتی, بلکہ میں تو کہتا ہوں والد صاحب کو کھاتے میں نہیں لایا جاتا. والدہ کی پھر بھی کچھ رشتہ ہے, کیونکہ کام نکلوانا ہوتا ہے نا, مطلب کی دنیا ہے. پتہ ہے کہ والدہ سے پیسے مل جاتے ہیں, کپڑے دھلے ہوئے مل جاتے ہیں, چوری چھپے یہ چیزیں مل جاتی ہے, لیکن باپ کو اہمیت نہیں دی جاتی. حالانکہ جو باپ ہے نا, ایک وہ درخت جو ہوتا ہے نا, دھوپ میں جل رہا ہوتا ہے لیکن اپنے نیچے والوں کو سایہ دیتا ہے. باپ اس درخت کی طرح ہوتا ہے, ساری تکلیفیں پرابلم برداشت کرتا ہے. بچے بیمار ہوں, گھر والے بیمار ہوں, یہ پھر بھی کام پر جاتا ہے, یہ پھر بھی اوور ٹائم کرتا ہے, کہ اس کو پتا ہے کہ میں نے اپنے بچوں کا کھانا لانا ہے, چیزیں لانی ہے.
You realize the stage when we will become fathers. That's when you realize how much effort your father does. And you know, when I sometimes think, and you know, being a father myself, and I sometimes think, you know what, I won't buy this for myself. You know, it's costing a bit. And but when it comes to your own children, you don't think of that.
Yeah.
And our parents were exactly the same. When they were doing something for us, they never thought the effort. They never thought if they had money or not. And then you knew if my son wants it, my child wants it, they'll go out of the way to get it. That's how much the parents have. And today we think, you know, as the child at that time, he'd be thinking, oh, look, my father's being tight. Right, he's not buying this for me. Mm-hmm. Or look, all my friends have got everything. Their fathers have bought them everything, but my father. You need to understand the situation. What situation your father is going through? You know, how is he covering his cost? How is he going through everything? And it, and you know, mentally, he's going through a stressful time because of going through all this. He's thinking, if he gets an opportunity to do a second job or a third job, Bapu, a father or a mother, they will be looking to do this. Why? Just for the children. And the child is sitting there thinking, my father is not doing enough for me.
Kya baat hai Madine ki, mashallah. Very beautiful discussion, dear viewers, mashallah. And these are the brothers of the UK. We see Fuzail Bapu as the host, and mashallah, many other brothers seated with him speaking about a father. The father is like a tree, mashallah. Sahi baat hai, a father is strong. He is the tree. He is like the actual roots of everything. Baap ke zariye hi se to kaam puri ho paate hain, subhanallah. He is the strength. He puts in the efforts for everything. And being a father is not easy. Uski bhi tarbiyat honi chahiye hame, that when we are blessed with aulad and children, how should we behave? Lekin ye bhi dekha jata hai. It's also very true that jab tak baap ke paas sara kuch maal hota hai, to bachche log makkiyon ki tarah, you know, like flies are around him all the time. This is also tested and seen in this dunya. Ek ke saath nahi, kayon ke saath aisa hua hai ki jab baap phir jab khali ho jata hai, when he loses his work and business, then aulaad dheere 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 chhod ke chali jati hai. Ki ab inke paas kya raha, inse kya milne ki umeed hai. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. And then they leave the parents like that. Remember a famous hadith in Musannaf Abdul Razak, is that the meaning of it, as you sow, so shall you reap. What you sow into the ground is what you will reap. The scholars have mentioned, Allama Abdul Rauf Rahmatullahi Ta'ala has written, the way you do is the same way you will be given its return. So however you treat someone in this dunya, you will be treated in the same manner in the future as well. What goes around, comes around. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from this type of selfishness, you know. And we should actually love our parents. We should make tawbah, sincere tawbah ki, Ya Allah Azwajal, this far I have slandered them, I have hurt them, I have, you know, tortured them, I have caused them, I have made them cry. Mere amal ki wajah se, mere galiyon ki wajah se, mere baatchit ki wajah se, maine kitne baar apne maa baap ka dil toda hua hai. کتنے بار ان کو ناراض کیا, انہوں نے ایک بات سنائی ہم نے ان کو دس باتیں سنائیں, دے سیٹ ٹو می ون تھنگ, میں نے الٹے ہو کر کے ان کو دس باتیں سنائیں, یا اللہ مجھے معاف فرما دے, لیکن معافی ایسے ہوگی کہ فرسٹ یو شوڈ آس دیم فور معاف, معافی, سیک فور گیونس فرام دیم فرسٹ, اینڈ اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ ول فور گیو یو ایز ویل ڈی ویوز آن دس مدنی چینل. سو یس, ٹائم ہیز کم فار اس ٹو یو نو سی اے چینج ود ان دا سوسائٹی, اینڈ دس از لائک وین یو شو ریسپیکٹ, لک ایٹ آور بیلوڈ نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, دونوں جہاں کے مالک و مختار, ہائے 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 ہائے, ایون وین دائی حلیمہ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہا کیم ٹو وزٹ دا پروفٹ آف اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ, صحابہ اکرام وی اسٹونشڈ اینڈ اسٹاؤنڈڈ ٹو سی ہاؤ ہی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم شوڈ امینس ریسپیکٹ اینڈ ریورنس ٹو ہر, ٹو دا ایکسٹینڈ دیٹ ہی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم lowered his shawl on the ground, he made her sit upon the shawl and asked his mother, how can I help you, how can I serve you, what can I do for you. He gifted his mother subhanallah with various blessings and gift, asked her to ask for whatever she wants and she will be granted it. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed so much of respect, not once, many times, and even to see her off, to you know, bid farewell for her, he given her a long walk and left her till she could not be seen. But of course, a mother, that too is Ridai mother, his foster mother, not even the mother who given birth to him sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but this is the mother who has given her milk to the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So much of respect hum apne asal maon ke sath, maa baap ke sath karte kya hai. Let us add this kalam of Amir al-Sunnah to this program to invoke the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we will recite Durood-e Pak as we read this kalam inshallah.
صلی اللہ علیک یا رسول اللہ, صلی اللہ علیک یا حبیب اللہ, صلی اللہ علیک یا رسول اللہ, صلی اللہ علیک یا حبیب اللہ, مجھے در پہ پھر بلا مدنی مدینے والے, مجھے در پہ پھر بلانا مدنی مدینے والے, میں عشق بھی پلانا, میں عشق بھی پلانا, میں عشق بھی پلانا مدنی مدینے والے, صلی صلی اللہ علیک یا حبیب اللہ, صلی اللہ علیک یا رسول اللہ, صلی اللہ علیک یا حبیب اللہ, میری آنے والی نسلیں تیرے عشق ہی میں مچ لے, میری آنے والی نسلے تیرے عشق ہی میں مچ لے, انہیں نیک تم بنانا, انہیں نیک تم بنانا, انہیں نیک تم بنانا مدنی مدینے والے, صلی اللہ صلی اللہ علیک یا حبیب اللہ, صلی اللہ علیک یا رسول اللہ, صلی اللہ علیک یا حبیب اللہ, یہ مریض مر رہا ہے تیرے ہاتھ میں شفا ہے, مریض مر رہا ہے تیرے ہاتھ میں شفا ہے, اے طبیب جلد آنا, اے طبیب جلد آنا, اے طبیب جلد آنا مدنی مدینے والے, صلی اللہ علیک یا رسول اللہ, صلی
حبیب اللہ تیری جب کی دید ہوگی جب میری عید ہوگی یا رسول اللہ تیری جب کی دید ہوگی جب میری عید ہوگی میرے خواب میں تم آنا میرے خواب میں تم آنا میرے خواب میں تم آنا مدنی مدینے والے صلی اللہ علیہ یا رسول اللہ اللہ علیک یا حبیب اللہ تیرے غم میں کاش عطار رہے ہر گھڑی گرفتار تیرے غم میں کاش عطار رہے ہر گھڑی گرفتار غم مال سے بچا سے بچانا غم مال سے بچانا مدنی مدینے والے صلی اللہ علیہ یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ یا حبیب اللہ Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, let us inshallah, you know, rectify the mistakes which we have made in our lives, because this problem could actually lead to our destruction. Hamein tabah ho barbaad kar dega. The way to overcome this is to seek forgiveness from your parents. Unko khush kare. Look at the virtues and the remembrance, or look at the blessings and virtues of looking after them, you know, taking care of their needs, fulfilling their wishes. Sahaba Ikram, who came with such questions to the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, imagine my Nabi says, looking at their faces with respect and love and affection will have you the reward, will gain you the reward and thawab of one hajjun mabroor. Sahaba Ikram asked, Ya Rasulullah sallam, agar koi ek martaba dekhe to hajj ka thawab, agar koi 10 martaba dekhe, 100 martaba dekhe, the Rabi of the Hadith says, the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have said that Allah is the greatest. Nothing is impossible for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If He wants to give you the thawab of 100 hajjun mabroor, He will grant it to you. Lekin khushi ke saath dekhe, muhabbat ke saath dekhe, pyar bhari nigaahon ke saath apne baap ko dekhe ki inhone aapko bada kiya. Nafrat ki nigaahon se nahi. Not with the sight of rage and anger. Not with the sight of nafrat and hatred. And, you know, being upset with them. Look at the narration of Bayezid Bustami rahmatullahi ta'ala, that his mother's dua had caused him to become the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the neighbor of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, who will be his neighbor in paradise simply because of taking care of his parents. Huh. So there is a book on the website of Dawood Islami called Oceanic Dome. It's my earnest appeal to you, inshallah, please right now, if possible, go onto the website of Dawood Islami, www.dawoodislami.net. Go to the library section of Dawood Islami and you would see a book called Oceanic Dome and many other books in relation to the love for parents. How should one adopt love and muhabba in the heart for them? You will read these booklets, inshallah, and you will gain more knowledge about what you should do as a child, inshallah. And your success is beneath their feet. It's under their feet. There's no doubt about this. So we came to an end, or we come to an end for this program, you know, ending this with the teachings of Islam, subhanallah, once again as a reminder that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to respect them in the Holy Quran Pak. Inshallah, if you know of any parent out there who's being abused by his children, you be the one who will intervene, inshallah, if possible, and make his child or make those children understand that what they are doing to their parents is incorrect. You will gain lots of reward for doing this. We say shukran to all the viewers and listeners of Madani channel for being part and parcel of this program, for watching this program, for sharing this program as well. Inshallah, we will be back with another episode of this program. The hadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is man lam yashkur innas lam yashkur illah. Jisne logo ka shukriya ada na kiya usne Allah ka shukr ada na kiya. So I have to thank you from the depths of my heart for always, you know, being part and parcel, as well as for sharing these thoughts, because we see, mashallah, the shares are increasing, and this shows that you are interested in letting other people know what has been discussed. So you will definitely get the full return and reward for this neki and good deed you have done with good intentions, inshallah. Stay good, be good, do good, and remember, wherever you are, be safe, inshallah. Read your namaz, read your wadaif, be safe, look at your surroundings, take care of your own belongings, inshallah. And inshallah, azawajal, like this, you know, protect yourself and others as well. Until then, let's leave with the missionary statement of Da'awat Islami. Our madani maqsad is to, I must reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Start your day with remembrance of